Welcome to an inspirational message recorded live at Little Falls Christian Center.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yes, Lord, like the song, O King of Glory, fill this place in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Father God, that we can come to you with boldness into your throne room of grace. Lord, may we experience you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give him a good praise offering. Bless his name. Praise him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Marie. There's such a presence of the Lord in this place. We want nothing more than God's presence. Amen. That is the number one thing on our agenda, to praise his holy name. Well, welcome to our church here tonight. Let me see, how many visitors do we have here? Could I see? We have some over there, some over there, bless the Lord, some over there. Well, may you enjoy the evening with us. We have this wonderful problem, if you visit once, you'll come again. So it's a good problem that we have. So tonight, thank you. We bless our senior pastor who's away, and we always stand ready to minister his word. Tonight, I have a message prepared on my heart, fruitfulness. And look at that stuff over there. That's a massive piece of unfermented fruit, if you know what I mean. But this evening is about, my message is about spiritual fruitfulness. Spiritual fruitfulness. There's a question I believe every person should now and then, so often, ask yourself. And the question is, am I fruitful or am I still fruitful? You know, it is something that only you and God can answer. And it is to me, that is a serious question. It is a question that we need to ask ourselves, because especially this year, God has led our church into the theme. The theme for the year is fruitfulness and multiplication. And I believe every person should ask him or herself, what does that mean for me personally? What does that mean for me? Because in that is a great blessing, is a serious blessing. You know, the world goes on the way it goes on. But God's kingdom is quite different from the world. God has got an expectation of his people, and he wants to meet his people to help them, to be with them, to take them to the place and a place you have never been. But it cannot happen if we are not fruitful. It is basically impossible to experience God if the river doesn't flow. Then we're in a desert, a dry place. And tonight, I want to link up with Pastor Tiens. We want to address the dry places. We want the places that you experience as the hot places and the dry places. We want to change that into the place where you are full of joy. Because joy is from the Lord. You know, I've written something down here that God is going to do things to people that will challenge their level of intimacy with him. Every person reach a certain level of intimacy with God, and then we have to break through that level to experience God in a new level. How many people are there? You know, every so now, I find myself at that place. I find myself that my quiet time is too quiet. That I become quiet. That I become, or I get to a place where, you know, let's go on. Let's go through the motions. And it is usually storms and suggestions and limitations that keep us in the place where God wants to bless us. So if we don't take opportunity of the place, then we'll not be fruitful. Fruitfulness is so important. You see, I don't know what season you are busy experiencing. If you are experiencing a season of things being taken away, or are you in a season where things are being added to you? What is your season? Because in that season, that's the place of fruitfulness. If you're in a place where God has answered you and you are getting from Him, honor Him for that. That is good. But if you're at the place where you need to receive, then I've got some good news for you. And I believe every person is in that place to open yourself up so that new life can get to you. Life from the Spirit. Fruit is produced. Listen to this. Fruit is produced deep in our spirits. That's the place it comes from. It comes from a deep connection with God. It flows from God's Spirit to our spirit, and then it manifests through our lives. So the place of fruit is deep within you. It's the connection point where spirit meets spirit. And that's the place. That's a wonderful place. The world does not have that. We have it. It is available for every person in this building tonight. If you open yourself up and say, Lord, tonight we're doing some inspection. You know, a farmer goes to his lands to inspect what has happened. He inspects to see where he needs to work. And we'll get to some of the stuff about being or becoming fruitful. I love it. The kind of challenges I have placed on my life so that I could always get to the place of bearing new fruit. It's not easy. The first thing tonight, to bear fruit, it's sometimes not easy. It's sometimes very, very hard. Because you know why? Good fruit, go to a market. Good fruit comes at a price. Good fruit, you know? Yes, praise the Lord. I totally agree with that. Good fruit comes at a price. It's not like the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, God gives to His people freely. For those who want to be used of the Spirit in the gifts of the Spirit, it's free. It's basically available. If you will take the time to spend time with God, it's there. It's yours. You can operate under the anointing of God's Spirit at any time. But fruit, that's a different story, because fruit is connected to character. Always, when you hear the word fruit, always know it is about character. And character is a deep-seated issue with man. How is your character tonight? I know for sure that God is busy shaving at my character very hard. There are certain areas I've come to know that He's not happy with. and then he expects fruit from that areas. So let us get into my message. But God has given me an instruction to do to the church tonight. He wants me to read something to you and decree a blessing upon the church tonight as we start. I want every person to lift up your hands before the Lord. I'm going to speak these words of life over every person here tonight. And this is Psalm 92 from verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Every person here is a palm tree, and every person here will bear fruit in the kingdom of God. Amen. So that's just to release the blessing so that you can become fruitful. So, you know, we've started this year. The year is, it's already close to March. Can you believe it? It's close to my birthday. Can you believe it? Myself and Pastor Echo's birthday. It's coming up soon. For those of you who want to know, it's a good day. Praise God. I'm not saying anything with that. God is highly interested in our fruit. God is highly, highly interested in you. He is highly. I do not know how to express myself to say to every person here tonight, God is highly interested in your fruit. Not that you can do anything by yourself, because fruit comes from him. He's the one shaping our character, molding us and shaping us to produce. You cannot do it by yourself. It is a spiritual thing. The world cannot produce fruit. No matter how good the world is, it cannot produce what God can produce through a person that opens himself up. And that's you. Amen. So tonight I want to start with my first scripture in Philippians 1 verse 8. Everybody go to Philippians 1 verse 8. Philippians, the Apostle Paul is busy talking to his people, the people in Philippians, and he says, "For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment." He says, "That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel." Paul is basically stating here that the place he came from and the places he came from were hard, difficult places. But he said, it turned out to be good fruit. Out of that came good fruit. Out of what Paul did over there, we are seated here tonight. Do you know that? That one man, God took one man, and through one man's obedience and surrender, God produced fruit. And that is us here today. That is quite intense. But my focus is there that we, in verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory of God. The world needs the love of Jesus Christ more than ever. And the way God wants to give it is through fruitful, fruit-bearing, fruit-giving, fruit-loving Christians. There is no other message to this world The bearing of fruit in our lives has got a direct impact to the world. Have you seen an angel lately? How many of you have seen an angel doing evangelism in the past month? I have yet to see an angel come to me or come to a person and lead them to Jesus Christ. But fruit-bearing Christians, they are the ones that opens themselves up to this, what God wants to do. And that's you and me. So I'm going to challenge you a little bit tonight. Are you ready to be challenged? To bear fruit, here's the one thing, here's the one expectation to be able to bear fruit. It must be done in love. And God only does it by love. You cannot bear fruit if you're a hard person. It is impossible. You will see people that does not love are people that push us away. Love is the imperative in fruitfulness. So therefore, when God deals with His children, He deals with us with love, even if it doesn't feel like it. Because many times it is hard. That's why I'm saying to bear real fruit is a hard thing sometimes. It is difficult because you are dealing with yourself. You can never expect someone else to bear fruit if you are not working in that specific area. If you have not maybe backslidden as a Christian, you'll never be able to talk to a person that have never been. You understand what I'm saying? The reason why I sometimes understand backsliders is because there was a time in my life where I nearly backslid. And God allowed that in that short space of time. He allowed that because He knew I would be dealing with people that would go through hard times and that I would know exactly what it feels like when a person gets to that place. So today, I'm totally without judgment to backslidden people because I felt it. I felt hellfire here behind me. I was standing at the edge when the Lord Jesus sent an old man to my house, and he came and fetched me because I got used to the anointing. I got used to coming to church. I was at a place so dry. Because there's no fruit. Usually 3 years, it takes 3 years for a Christian to cool down. It takes about 3 years. The threes in the Bible, many Christians, when they start, they're on fire. Running, you see them. They do everything. They do it. They go. They are on fire. But then comes the cooling down. Then comes the time where, should we go to church on Sunday? Should I do this? Should I do that? Oh, if you're at that spot, you're at the right place to bear the best fruit you can ever have in your life. You've just come to an edge, a place of breakthrough. So anybody being saved for 3 years tonight here, get ready. God is about to bear some fruit through you. Because what happened after that time in my life and my wife's life, we kicked in. That's the place where Bible school started, the home cells in the church started. I took responsibility. You cannot bear fruit without responsibility in God's kingdom. Yes, yes. Praise God. If you do not have your hands on some plow in God's kingdom, it's inevitable just to be standing still. So God wants His people to have their hands on a plow. I'm going to get to some stuff tonight. Amen. Praise God. This word abound. Paul said, and this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in the knowledge and all discernment. What is this word abound? Abound means to be filled and to be rich or well supplied. The first connection in fruitfulness when you connect, is that God sends that blast of love. Do you remember when you got saved, how excited you were? That when you received your initial blast of love, I really thought I was the cleverest Christian on the planet, the most loving, most kind. Oh, it was so wonderful. Until the Lord came and said, okay, now I've got to get some fruit out of this guy because he thinks he's got fruit. It's a good place to ask yourself, to say to yourself, where's my fruit? All right. Let us go to John 15. Now we're getting to the stuff that matters. John 15, it says, all of you know this portion of scripture. John 15 from verse 1, it says here, I am the true vine, my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Verse 4 says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burnt. If, here is the challenge to all of us, if, the ifs in our life. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you. Listen to this. Here's a promise. God says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then you can do something. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. The Father God, our Father, who is in heaven, is tending to you and I on a daily basis, and we are not even aware of it. Father God himself. You see, he's the vine dresser. He's standing on the outside. He's got a vineyard. He's got plantings. He's got one planting, and that is Jesus Christ. And out of Jesus Christ grew the people that are seated here tonight. So you are a branch. As a pastor, I'm a branch manager. But not actually. But you're a branch. You came. You are not here tonight because of anything outside that Jesus Christ himself have shooted himself into you. That is why we are here. And now you have started to grow. The process is going on. That shoot is developing. Some of you, your shoots are quite, your branches are quite strong. You have learned how to grow and stand strong because you are tied to Jesus, the vine. And that attachment to the vine is the most powerful attachment there could ever be on the planet, because it's not you holding on, it's him holding on to you. Yes, praise the Lord for that. Because you came out of him, it's him taking you. And this is so, I want you to understand it. You are directly coming from the Lord, connected to him. Every branch is not a fruit-bearing branch. Those things in our lives that wants to branch out of us, those things, those are the things the Father prunes. So don't worry about your branch. Many people condemn Christians by saying, if your branch is withered, You cannot wither as a branch because you are being held by Jesus. It is the things we allow to branch out of us. Those are the things that takes the sap out of us. And we'll get to some of the stuff that takes the life out of us. Why Christians are battling, not getting to that place, that breakthrough, because they don't have enough of the sap, the Holy Spirit power that comes from Jesus Christ. You only get a little because you've surrendered a little. If you surrender much, then immediately starts flowing the rivers of life that comes. And the Father stands outside there. He stands outside of the vineyard. He can see exactly what he wants. And you've asked, why is this person out of my life? You know, why did this happen? Why did I lose my job? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? God's pruning is perfect pruning. Oh, he knows how to prune. Yes, he knows. Praise God. And he's pruning. It's something you've got to accept. You've got to get to a place where you say, okay, let's get truthful here. What has happened with me up to this point? Is it my own doing, or is it the Father busy cutting off things from me? Because he's loving. He's got to use something sharp. He's got to use something sharp that will cut off. You know what that something sharp is? It's his word. He's sending his word, and his word takes away the things that does not belong to him. You see, the fruit that you bear does not belong to you. It belongs to the Father. It's his fruit. So he has got an expectation from all of us to say, get to the place of bearing wonderful, luscious, export-grade fruit. Do you have export-grade fruit? See, the problem is that our fruit that we produce, it is either for the local market where they feed the pigs, or it's for the supermarket here around the corner, or it is for export outside there where you get the best price. What kind of fruit are you producing? I would want our people, I would want us to get this afternoon. I bought a peach. It's one of the best peaches I have eaten in my life. I literally, at this spa, my daughter seated over there, she had a peach as well. And when she ate it in front of me, she said, wow, this is good. But I did not know that God was preparing something for me. So I thought, just before coming to church, let me taste it. I couldn't. I just had to. I couldn't hold back. So I washed it and I cut it up. My word. That farmer who produced that peach, that's why I paid so much for that fruit. Because here were some peaches and but here were the stuff, man. It's like a meal. So, the Father is glorified. The Father loves it when his children starts producing good fruit. Now you might ask, but is it possible for me to produce good fruit? Why am I not like Pastor Yicho or one of the cell leaders in the church that goes out and do things for the Lord? Let me tell you, you are quite unique in your being. God has only made one of you, and he wants to do specific things with you. Get to the place where you say, God, it's my time. I want to produce some fruit. Then let the Father cut you up. Let the Father do good things to you. Praise God. I do not get into my message. I've got so much to say. The word fruit is the word karpos. Karpos is used with, it is used as the fruit of trees, fields, the fruit of the earth, and which is produced by inerrant energy of a living organism. Guess who that living organism is that produces the fruit in us? But karpos, you know, I was thinking karpos sounds like compost. Now, how many of you know what compost is? Now, compost is yesterday's karpos. So yesterday's fruit should become today's compost. Yesterday I did certain things for God, and then I stopped. I have no more compost for my future. So many children of God have stopped producing fruit because of circumstances, because of a bad harvest, because of a suffering, a situation. And the Lord says, no. Tonight we're going to open up some channels again. Tonight we're going to take away some blockages, because He's expecting every single person in this place, in this church, to produce new, good, solid fruit. And fruit are never for self. Do you know that? To produce fruit, it is never for the person who produced it. Fruit is out. It's got to be given. It's got to be released. Because inside the fruit is the seed for the future. If you keep the seed, if you do not produce fruit, you do not have the necessary future capacity to bear new fruit. So your fruit doesn't belong to you. It's the Father's. He wants us to produce new fruit, good fruit. Fruit is as well works and deeds. And listen to this, church. Fruit is the visible expression of a power working inwardly and invisibly. That is where fruit comes from. Deep inside of you, there is a planting that God has given us of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, and it is by the Spirit of God that God produces fruit in our lives. So the character, listen to this, the character of fruit being evidenced is the character of the person or the tree that produces it. The character of the fruit. A specific fruit has got a specific character because it comes from a character. We come from God. That is why fruit is character. God has given us His character. Fallen man, by Adam and the mistakes he made, you know, we are going for the happy things, not the character things. God wants our characters. Our yes must be yes and our no must be no. That is character. If you can really say, my yes is my yes and my no is my no. And especially if you're a lawyer. That's just... Fruit is what becomes visible because we experience His life-giving power. The moment you attach yourself to the vine and you start drawing, it should produce fruit. Why is it that people are not bearing fruit in their lives? Why is it when you are connected to God Almighty Himself? We need to look at things that withhold the fruit. Matthew 7:18 says, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, they will be known. If I say, I'm born again, I'm spirit-filled, I'm a child of God, and I do not have fruit, something is seriously wrong in my personal life. The time has come that we address those things all of us. I want to be a fruit bearer in God's. It's wonderful to bear fruit. It's a lovely thing to see people's lives change because you are obedient to God. So what is fruit? Fruit is something that that comes from that deep place. And listen to this. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. There's the key. There's the key. Those who do the will of my Father are those that produce fruit. So you've got to do the will of the Father. And I have to move on. Time is our enemy. Hebrews 13:15 says the following, therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Your lips are the voice of your fruit. When you speak death over your fruit, it can be done by your tongue. Your lips are directly connected to the place where you produce fruit. To produce fruit, you need an action of faith. You need to step into the place where you grab hold of God and you speak life. Otherwise, circumstances will take you down. It will smother you. You know what happens when the farmer neglects the branches? All the branches do is that they have all this potential of the fruit, that the branches get heavy and it goes and lays on the ground. And what happens on the ground? They pick up rot. That's the world system. It is impossible to bear fruit if you are laying on the ground, because those shoots will be trampled upon, and insects and whatever stuff is on the ground will damage your fruit. So worldliness is a major, major, major thing why people cannot bear fruit in God's kingdom. We have to allow God. That's what the farmer does. It's his job. It is what is expected of a good farmer. A good farmer always picks up the branches and reattaches them to the vineyard. So God wants to pick up people that's got some hanging fruit on the ground. He wants to do that. It's his job. And here's the thing about bearing fruit. You know, that word abide means to endure, to stand, to survive, and to be fixed. You've got to make sure you are fixed to Jesus. You cannot, you know, draw from him once a week. You cannot. It's like dating Jesus. It's like, you know, I'll quickly come to church, have a sip of what he has got, and then I go out and into the world system. He wants a daily drawing so that the fruit may appear. It's a daily drawing from him. If it's not daily, there's going to be some little bit of fruit. But the more you pull from him, do not think you can out-ask God. It's impossible. You cannot. Whatever your problem is, you cannot out-ask God. He's expecting you because he is the vine. He's drawing from his place, his source, the Father, and he wants to give freely to you that sap from the Holy Spirit. And it's available. It's for you and I. So fruit, here's the thing. Fruit is always visible. And fruit is because what happens in the invisible. Serving Jesus, having a personal relationship with him, is invisible. Nobody can see in your personal space if you are really connected to the Lord. But it shows by the fruit that comes that this person knows Jesus. Why is this person in Afrikaans het ons 'n mooi woord? Hierdie man is 'n fraat. Hy vat baie van Jesus. If you've learned to take a lot from the Lord, then you'll have massive pieces of fruit. You see, God has prepared for the Israelites a place in the promised land where there's a lot of fruit. They had to go and fetch it. But how did they fetch it? Out of 12 strong, the best men in Israel, the best that Israel could provide, 10 of them stepped backward and said, the giants are bigger than the promise. Don't let your giants become your fruit. Do not let fear become your fruit. Do not let anything on this planet keep you from giving God some good, solid fruit. Amen. I'm coming in for a landing. Praise God for that. I want to get you a new place here. Philippians 1, verse 1 says, to 6 says, Paul and Timothy, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. Do not fear the fact that a person can backslide. Fear God and you will always be fresh. That's a key. It's a major key in producing fruit. People who fear God. People who are honest. So you've got to be honest and God will take care of you until the last day. That last minute on this earth. How do we do that? James 4 verse 8 says, this is how you do it. Verse 7 says, submit to God. Then he says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, purify your hearts, because out of dirty hands and dirty hearts, there's a double-mindedness. There's always a jumping between the world, God's kingdom. The world, God's kingdom. You can never produce fruit like that. Impossible. You are either totally connected to the vine or there comes a time that God says, this is impossible. This person will not draw from me. Now I'm getting to some real good stuff. You know, there are a couple of people in our history on this planet that were totally barren. They could not produce anything. Listen to this. Abraham's wife, the father of our faith, his wife was barren. Can you imagine? This is all in the lineage of the Lord Jesus. Isaac's Rebekah was barren. Jacob's Rachel was barren. Manoah's wife, who gave birth to Samson, was barren. Hannah couldn't have Samuel. How did they change their circumstances? How did they get to the place of no fruit to fruitfulness? Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is the force behind receiving from God. So you are connected to the vine. You use your faith to draw from Jesus Christ. That drawing must be strong. The stronger your faith, the more you receive. If you have weak faith, then you eat as much as a little mockingbird, whatever that is. But now I want to come to the point of the evening, the fruit of the Spirit. Because I said in the beginning that fruitfulness is the fruit of the Spirit. That's the one area. If the fruit of the Spirit is evident in your life, you'll be sorted. God will use you because this world needs more love. It doesn't need our judgment. It doesn't need harshness. It needs people like us that are submitted to God. So let me read to you Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is, everybody, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But maybe you've not known what I'm about to say to you. The first three parts of that fruit is the following. It is something that doesn't come from you. It's something that can only come from God. And that is love, joy, and peace. You see, love, God is love. He sends His love to you. It is by love that we change. God sends joy. Joy is a deep-seated issue with the Holy Spirit that comes from our spirits, connected by the Holy Spirit. That is a deep, godly joy. That's where joy comes from. Joy cannot be produced in the flesh. Happiness is produced in the flesh. Happiness, you know what happiness is? Take the first part of the word. It's about happenings. So if there aren't certain happenings happening to me, then I'm not joyful. Oh, I'm upset. I did not get my new Mercedes-Benz. Why? The promotion did not happen. My wife didn't cook me a keto breakfast, whatever that is. You know, it's about what happens around me. People, children of God, you will never produce fruit if you are waiting for it to happen. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. It comes from deep inside. People who's connected to the Holy Spirit, you can throw them into a lion's den, they'll just stand there. They're not standing, they're actually mocking the devil because they know God is going to come through. God is about to arrive. God is about to do something because I'm connected. If you're connected, you sort it. Amen. So love, yes, praise His holy name. And then again, peace. If you have God's love, if you have the joy of the Lord, and if you have peace with God, then our responsibility kicks in by we need to be long-suffering. Jy moet suffer vir 'n lang tyd. No, that's not what it means. It means that you can endure anything that is put on your path. Kindness. You've got to, the kindness that God gives. Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. And the last thing that encapsulates, you see, self-control. Here's the thing about fruit. Every piece of fruit has got a covering. That covering keeps the fruit together. That is self-control. If you do not have self-control, that is where you lose control. How many people, they just lose it? And then there goes your basket. Now you're a basket case. There, my fruit is all over the place. Do not become a basket case, but become a basket full of fruit that God, He can send you to any place. Oh my word, I love that. So praise God. Yes, be a happy Christian. So, let me finish this evening with Romans 14:17, which says the following. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. I love it. I have the Spirit of God inside of me. The Spirit of God is in control of my life. He's the one that causes me to bear fruit. He's the one that allows me to bear fruit because He knows I love Him more than anything else. So the inworking of love, joy, and peace is the outworking of fruit. If you have love, joy, and peace with God, then you can be kind and gentle and loving, and you just have it. You sort it. Praise God. So my challenge to the church today is, if you are connected to the vine, connect daily to the vine. Draw daily from Him. The force, faith is the force of producing fruit. But here's another thing. It cannot happen. The channel is prayer. So faith cannot just happen. Faith is the drawing power of the channel. How big is your channel? Do you have a small channel, like 5 minutes in the morning channel? It's not a lot can happen in 5 minutes with God. But it is the 5, 10, 20, 30 minutes daily, weekly, monthly. When that happens, you open up the channel with God. That when you ask, it arrives quickly. It's like this. I don't know if you've seen. In my life, if I ask God for something and it is in His will, it arrives quicker than in the early years. So God wants to sort out people's lives. Praise God. Everybody, please bow your heads. See, the Lord has sent some people here tonight. And the fact of the matter is that you've come to this place and you're in a place where you say, God, I cannot do it anymore. I'm unsaved. I need more of You. I just cannot do it. If I die tonight, I know for sure I'll be in hell. I'll be burning, and there's no returning from that place. So it's not by coincidence that you are here tonight. You are here tonight because God has drawn you to this place. If you are that person that says tonight, you know, I know I'm not sorted out with God. I want this joy. I want this love. I want this peace. If it is you, please put up your hand. Please put up your hand. Yes, I see there's hands going at the back. Great. I see some more hands. You see, the Lord is talking to you. You are backslidden. You're at a bad place. You've once served God. You've tried to serve the Lord. But then the devil came and he lied to you. And the Lord is inviting you back. He says to you tonight, come to Me, My child. I have not given you up. This is your night. Please put up your hands if that is you. If you say, I'm finished with this world, it's now Jesus. Those people who have put up their hands, please stand for me quickly. Just want to pray for you. Stand up. Just stand up. Don't be afraid. The devil wants to keep you in that space, in that place. Don't let him lie to you. He is a thief. He steals. It's your night tonight. Don't let him steal from you. He's a thief. Please come to the front. Please come to the front. Just quickly. Just come to the front. Yes. Let's encourage them. Let us encourage them. Let's give them time to get to the place here. Praise God. How wonderful it is. This is what church is all about. Praise God. Yes, come to the front. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right. You know, the reason why we had church today was for you. That's why we are here. So you've made a commitment now, and this commitment will see you to the end of your life. God is going to do a miracle with you here now. It's going to be a transaction. He's going to take away something, but he's going to give you the greatest gift you can ever have in your life. And that is the Holy Spirit. So please lift up your hands before God and pray after me. Say, Father God, I come to you and I surrender tonight. I ask you tonight to please forgive me of all my sins. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father God, thank you that my name is in your book. I can now say I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. We just want to do something special with you now. Please keep up your hands. The Lord wants to give His Holy Spirit to you right now. And you're going to talk in tongues. So, Father, let streams of living water flow from their innermost beings. Start moving your mouth. Church, pray for them. Yes, Lord. It's flowing. Listen to this. That's it. Let it flow. Louder. Don't stop. Just like that. Don't stop. Father, let streams of living water flow from this man's innermost being. That's it. Now start moving your mouth. It will come up. Yes. That's beautiful. Louder. Oh, listen to that. Don't stop. Yes, Lord. Streams of living water from an innermost being. The baptism with your spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Okay, now louder. Beautiful. Don't stop. Let it louder. Let it come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, that is the Holy Spirit at work in our church. And it's all to do with Him. Praise God. Please, go with Pastor Tiens. We just want to spend a minute or two with you. Praise the Lord. We just want to minister to a couple of people. I'm not going to delay the church, but I want these people to please come out and stand in the front. We as pastors, we want to pray for you that God would touch you and do a miracle for you. We just need, is it Nicole van Sale? If she's in the service, to come forward, please. And then Mari Kisselaar. There's a serious situation here. Please come and stand in the front. And then we have Lisa Swanepoel. She says that God has healed her and she needs prayer for another situation. Can you come forward as well, Lisa? And then Ingrid. Ingrid needs healing in her back. Praise God, it's available. And then we need Valerie to come to the front as well. She's here tonight and she has a situation in the shoulder there. And then we have and Kanyezi, is that the way? And we want to pray for that as well. Amen. Praise God. I want to let the church go. If any person needs prayer, the pastors, we are here in the front. We will pray for any person that's got a serious need. And trust God for your breakthrough. Church, your fruit is quite serious. what God wants to do with your life and the kind of fruit that He wants to produce through you is quite significant. Please become fruit bearers in His kingdom. Please stand. Please lift up your hands as I release the church. Almighty God, tonight in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we look forward to go into the world. We look forward to go and change circumstances. We look forward to go out and testify. We look forward to go in the name of Jesus Christ and to do much damage to the kingdom of darkness. Father God, let every person here become a fruit bearer. And Lord, there are people that need to take responsibility in your kingdom. People who have been seated at home wondering, can I be used of God? And the Lord says tonight, if you are willing, I am standing ready. It's time to come and attend. Father God, we just ask you as we pray your blessing upon your people, that your people will go out in the name of Jesus Christ and bear much fruit in your kingdom. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.